This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And as 2020 comes to a close, finally, we're looking ahead to 2021. And part of that is having a look at what's to be expected as far as our activities out in the regions is. And I'm joined this morning by James Robinson, Head of Sales West with Rural Bank. How are you this morning, James?
Yeah, very good, Jordan. And good morning to you and your listeners.
So Rural Bank has released their outlook for 2021. What can we look forward to?
On the back of improved seasonal conditions for 2020, most of the key commodities for South Australia being cropping and livestock, it's quite a positive outlook from a production point of view.
So what are some of the highlights then that we're expecting for the year to come?
Some of the highlights, off the back of an excellent cropping year, as harvest is sort of continuing and coming to a conclusion for some. Really good results, improved production. Wheat prices holding up quite strongly. Probably the only downside has been barley, as we've probably seen a $50 reduction during this year, so that will obviously have an impact from a grain producer's point of view. So they're really starting the year in good shape. From a sheep point of view, our lamb production is forecast to be slightly up on last year, but our mutton production will stay tight. And the mutton is more around as the flock rebuilds out of the severe droughts that the eastern states have experienced. We're coming off one of the lowest flock numbers in record, so we're in a flock rebuild there. So we'll see some suppressed prices, as the recovery goes forward for mutton. Wool as the additional product with sheep. Look, it's been one of the markets that has been affected by the global pandemic. We've actually seen consumer demand in China, Europe, and the US has been hasn't been strong, obviously, through the pandemic. But we're actually starting to see some signs there of some pickup in activity from China. Obviously, with Europe and US, they're still challenges there as they grapple with the pandemic, and that has a major impact on demand. So,
It is interesting that you say that. Increase with that in China, but compared to other industries between Australia and China, not faring so well.
Yes, look, it's certainly fairly public, isn't it? That the trade tensions that with China currently, Look, no one really knows what's going to play out there because it all is into the future, so we actually don't know. But we've certainly seen some effect on commodities, which include barley, beef and wine, and obviously, coal is fairly topical right at the moment. So, but probably to come out of that, Australia's recently signed the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership with which will deepen and broaden our ties with alternate markets through Asia. So we're hoping that the trade tensions with China, some of these other countries may pick up some of our product.
And considering such a tumultuous year we have had with 2021, can we head into 2021 with a little bit more confidence?
Certainly. There's still some clouds on the horizon. Look, with the pandemic globally, we're not sure, what will be the outcomes there. Obviously, there's a few other issues in the global economy at play. We've talked about the trading relationships with China currently. We're not sure, with the outcome of the new president of the United States. The pandemic will still have an effect on, not only domestically on borders opening or closing or potential outbreaks, but also what happens in the global economy of, the effects of the pandemic as they head into their winter months, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. So, the other part of the economy is obviously the government debt is rising, and to help, ward off the effects of the pandemic. So the governments will all run larger debts, but that is being offset by a low interest regime, right at the moment. So that is one positive of the extra debt, that it's not costing as much.
And I guess just as a whole, as Australia's primary industries go, 2020, how successful a year has it been?
In summary, a pretty good year all around, and not just in SA. I mean, we've seen, we went into 2020 an unknown year. I mean, our pastoral country was very dry, and they did endure a very dry most of 2020, but they received some good rains in October, and that sort of really, certainly, given them feed and confidence to start restocking through there. Cropping throughout SA, we've seen a really good year. So tonnages are up. Still got a fair way to go to finish harvest, but we've actually seen a pretty good harvest. And sheep and cattle in general up. Prices strong as both cattle and sheep herds rebuild coming out of the drought. So it has been a pretty good year. But a challenging year at the same time.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good, Jordan. Thank you.
That was James Robinson, Head of Sales West with Rural Bank, on your Classic It's Breakfast.